Chazar is echnesh bechachet chashvag v'am yehudim tzachdech subas daf kuf zayin. The Mishnah said Mishnah halacha m'dinas hayom. Where it says Rav says we do seize assets from a husband who traveled abroad and use the assets to feed his wife. Shmuel says we do not. Shmuel said Rav agrees with me that we would not seize any assets for the first 3 months of his absence because a man doesn't leave his house empty and he surely must have left over some money for it to use. The Mar says, if there are rumors that the man had died, then all agree that we would seize assets to feed her. The Machalik is where there are no such rumors. In that case, Rav says we feed her from the assets because he's obligated to feed her, and Shmuel says we do not. Frankly, why does Shmuel say that we don't use the assets to feed her? So Rav said, because we're concerned that maybe he left her over some money in a bag somewhere that we're not aware of. Rav Papa said we're concerned that maybe he told her to keep her earnings and use it for her support. The difference between these reasons would be where the wife is an adult, so it could be that he gave her a bundle of money, but is not able to. But on the other hand, she's not someone who can support herself with her earnings, so she would not have agreed to keep her earnings instead of being supported. The difference would be where she's a minor who is able to support herself, but she's a minor is not someone who would be given money to hold on the side to be responsible for the money kept on the side. Our Mishnah had a machlokes regarding whether a wife whose husband traveled overseas must swear before seizing assets for support. It seems that all agree that she can seize the assets, since machlokes is only regarding the oath. Shmuel will say, the Mara says, that the Mishnah is referring to where there were rumors that the husband had died. Our Brisis brings a machlokes regarding whether a wife whose husband traveled overseas has to swear before seizing assets for support. It seems that all agree that she can seize the assets, since machlokes is only regarding the shua. Shmuel said, will say that this Brisis is also referring to where there were rumors that the husband had died. Our Brisis says, if a husband traveled overseas and when he returned he told his wife, use your earnings for your support, he may do so. If Bezdin, in the meantime, had seized assets for support, then what's done is done. We see that they can seize assets. Morris is here also referring to where there were rumors that the husband had died. In fact, Mara Brisa says, if a husband traveled overseas and the wife goes to Bezdin and demands support, Bezdin may seize assets for support, but not for support of his children. And also, they may not seize support for something else. We'll see what that means later. Anyway, we see that they can seize assets. So Sheisha said, the Brisa is discussing where he had appointed someone to support his wife and that person is not doing his job. In that case, we have no reason to think that he left her any other means of support, and that's why they may seize assets for her support. If so, why don't they also support his children? More so, the cases where he set up a person to support his wife, but not for his children. Why would we assume that such a person would do such a thing? Our Papa said the case must be where there's a rumor based on a single witness that the husband has died. Therefore, the wife, who may even get remarried based on a single witness, is entitled to support. The children, who may not inherit based on the testimony of a single witness, are not entitled to support based on that one witness. What is meant by when it says something else? The Dover Acher mentioned in the Braisa. Rav Chisda refers to jewelry and perfume for his wife. Rav Yosi refers to tzedakah. So according to Rav Chisda, if we don't give the wife these items when he's traveling, we certainly will not give her tzedakah from his money to give out to poor people. According to Rav Yosi, although we don't give her tzedakah to give out, we would give his wife these tachshitin because we assume that he doesn't want her to become disgusting while he is away. In fact, Rav Braisa says if a yavam runs away, the yavam is supported from his assets. We see that we do take from the assets. Mar says Shmuel says because the case of yavam is different. Over there, they don't feel close, and there's therefore no concern that he left her money to support herself. Also, he has no right to her earnings, and therefore there's no concern that he told her to keep her earnings for support, because he has no right to her earnings that he can decide that she should keep it for her support. Brisa says, if a couple were traveling together overseas and a woman returns and says that she was divorced, she's not believed because we need two witnesses to say she was divorced, and she may collect support from his assets up to the value of her ksuba. We see that she's supported by seizing his assets. Mara says, this Brisa is also talking about where there's a rumor that he had died before the alleged divorce. If so, why is she limited in her support to the amount of her ksuba? Mara says, since she claimed to be divorced, she has caused herself the loss and limited herself to the amount of the ksuba. The Brisa says if a man was married to a minor and traveled overseas and she borrowed money for support and then did miyun, he's not obligated to pay back the money she borrowed. This suggests that a wife who didn't do miyun would be entitled to have her husband pay back her support for her support in his absence, which would mean that we see that we do seize assets for her support. Shmuel would say in that case there's no concern that would prevent us from supporting her because she's a minor. There's no concern that maybe he gave her a bundle of money for support. Also, since she's a minor, it's likely that her earnings will be insufficient to support herself as well, and therefore we would seize assets to support her because there's really no concern that she has any other means of support. How do we paskin? So Rav Dimi said, in practice, Rebbe gave a wife support in this situation, but that Rebbe Shmuel did not. Ravin said that it was Rebbe Shmuel who in practice gave a wife support in this situation, and it was Rebbe who did not. The Gemara paskins like Rav, that we do give the wife support from the assets of her husband in his absence. The Gemara paskins like Rav Huna in the name of Rav, who said that a woman may tell her husband, I don't want your support, and I will keep my own earnings. The Gemara passes also the Rav Zvid, who said that earthenware kalim that are coated with white or black metallic glaze are mutter, are not considered to absorb into the kalim. But if a green glaze was used, it's also, it contains some type of metallic aluminum or something like that, that does allow substances to absorb into the kalim itself. However, if the glazing has cracks, and no matter what type of glazing is used on it, it is also because we assume that it absorbed these items in.